For New LO this week, I've been chatting to a social media manager and content curator, Tamara Snow, about what is important when trying to build a brand on social media. Check out episode 2. Episode 1 is already on the app, but here's today's.
New LO. Crucial things we need to know on 5 Breakfast.
What and how has the short-form video format impacted audiences?
Yeah, I think it's great, right? Because it's just another way for you to connect with your audiences. The short-form video really helps people see your personality and how you relate to them, as opposed to a still picture where you're posing, you know?
Nice.
It really helps you communicate your personality and, again, just find little ways of relating to that audience a little bit more.
What's the difference between, like, using your grid, like actual page that people look at, using your stories and your reels and your short form videos on TikTok? Talk to me about trying to run all of that at the same time.
Yeah, so look, for me, the way I utilize my stories on whether it's TikTok or Instagram actually is it's kind of like taking my audience along with me for the day. So it's little snapshots of my day, what I'm doing. Sometimes I will, and in fact, lately quite a bit, I've started, you know, talking to my audience on my stories and saying, you know what, this is what I've been thinking. This is what's going through my mind right now, and just sharing that with them. And I found that that's worked quite well because, again, it's all about relatability and all about, yeah, finding those points of contact with your audience. So that's how I've been using stories lately, and I've had some good success with that. Your grid is super important, right? That literally is the basis of your brand. So if anybody is looking for Nick Archibald and they go and search on Instagram, they come up with the grid, they can at literally just one look, they can see the kinds of things that you're interested in. Yeah, let me just say, while we're here, I think especially if you're trying to build a brand, what's important about your grid is coming up with an aesthetic that communicates who you are. That is super important. It just looks more curated, and it comes across in a really, really in a more professional way. So your grid is very important when it comes to a snapshot of your brand. I know there is this debate about whether you have your reels on your grid or not, because there is a separate place.
I was about to ask that, yeah.
Instagram. But what I do, especially when I post, is I keep it on my grid so that if people search for me, they can have a look at the latest reels that I put up. And then later on, if I feel that it is sort of less complimentary to my brand as a whole to have it on the grid, then I'll remove it from there, but then keep it, you know, sort of under that reels tab. But especially for more reach initially, I keep my reels up there on my grid. And then there are other things that they've come up with lately on Instagram that I'm really surprised, to be honest, that people aren't utilizing.
Please bless me. I'm ready. I need more. Because as you were saying, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, as you were saying, your grid is very important. I was looking at my own Instagram and I'm like, there is something dodgy here, Nicholas. You need to be better. So what are the other tools on Instagram specifically that are helping content creators?
Yeah, so you've got your grid, you've got your stories. We've spoken a little bit about reels, and what seems to do quite well is those little transition reels, finding really interesting ways to move from one thing to another. So, like, you know, if you are a makeup artist, moving from having your makeup clean face to having your makeup done, and little cool, interesting things like that. We've spoken about stories, and then there's something called guides, right? Which the best way I can describe that as is a little newsletter, right? So say, for example, Nick, you're interested in karaoke, right?
I love karaoke. You nailed it.
I can tell.
Come on, oh yeah.
So, say for example, you wanted all your karaoke stuff to live in one place, right? You could then create a guide. You could link some of the posts. So that is pictures, that's reels. You could link those there. You could put a little bit of a write-up about, you know, you singing karaoke there and how that came about and the response that you got. And so it really is like a little newsletter where you can expand on things that you'd like to say. And that's something I'm looking into using just personally when it comes to my brand. But I haven't been seeing it used a lot in South Africa. So that's a good opportunity, I think, for content creators to look at that guide feature and how that can be utilized.
New LO. Crucial things we need to know on 5 Breakfast.
So we're going to continue with this. We've got two more episodes coming up tomorrow and Friday. Sitting down with Cape Town content creator and content curator, social media manager, tomorrow. So I'm trying to get tips and tricks about social media. This week, I loved it. I mean, guides on Instagram. What is that? Go check it out on your own Instagram.